In the gatherings of the believers in Christ,
在基督里信徒的聚集是有一个确定与聚会有关的原则。
And this principle is that we are gathered together.
这个原则我们乃是聚集在一起。
It may seem that we come together on our own. We made a decision to come.
好像我们决定要聚在在一起，主使我们有路能来在一起。
But actually, there is an unseen person.
其实在这里有个看不见的人位。
The pneumatic Christ.
就是士灵的基督，万有的主，身体的头，身体的生命，新人的人位，在神圣罗曼史的丈夫，他在这里。我们从一开始就需要看见，他乃是把我们聚集到他的名里，就是进到他的人位里。这个实际就是那灵与我们的灵。
A consideration along this line has been
在这条线上，
我们
所考量的，在已过几天，一直在我的里面。我在这里询问主，也寻求主，到底我们在这里要说什么？我们在这样的聚集聚在一起要说什么呢？我相信，当我们与主是一灵，也在他的里面，以他为我们的人位，也以他为我们的中心，我们从自己的事物里出来，
being occupied with our problems,
从我们的问题里出来，也从我们的需要里出来的时候，甚至从我们在教会中的情形，我们的情形里面出来的时候，我们就会被聚集在主的里面，因为我们爱主耶稣基督，我们也爱主在圣经中所写的话，他乃是这个活的人位在活着，我们在这里转向他，向他敞开。
Seeking him,
亲近他，
contacting him,
寻求他，接触他，与他是一，
to gain him,
甚至得着他，为着建造教会作为基督的身体的时候，这就是我们的纯洁，甚至不是寻求属灵个人的属灵。不是属于身体的，很抱歉这么说，是令人生病厌恶的。属灵乃是件身体的事，乃是身体在这里成长，身体在这里建造起来。我们乃是在这里在主里寻求他做包罗万有的一位，好使我们能够经历他，享受
他，
在这里一直不断的与他彼此供应。而有一个共同的目标一直在我们前面，那就是要成就这伟大的预言，我要建造我的教会，使这个预言能在我们中间更进一步的得着应验。在寻求主讲到训练特会总集的时候，我们没有人的计划或组织，
But the Lord, as the head of the body,
但主作为身体的头，作为恢复的主，把我们带在某一条线上，这是与神的话有关的。在国际华语特会，我们在那里讲到讲说神的话，在长老训练的时候，我们看到。圣经的中心线。
The crucial elements.
现在我们来看圣经的要素。
And only the Lord's Spirit knows.
唯有主的灵知道。灵知道。
Some might be attending
我们当中的每一位。
meeting of this kind,
有些人或许是第一次参加这样的聚会。
If not necessary,
我想
To give a further opening word to bring us into the spirit, the sense, the burden of the line of ministry in this conference,
and the 感觉和这个执
事的思想在这一
条线上。
What the Bible
is to us in the Lord's
Discussion.圣经对我们是什么
在主的恢复里是
什么就是很
真实的对我们每一个人来说对我们这些真实救赎蒙重生基督里的信徒圣经乃是神所启示的话为此这乃是所有真理一切教导的根基我们需要对主的话有正确的解释在我们执事的书报里我们有这样的这个解说也就是圣经和注解但这里神的话所写出来的唯有神的话是我们最终真理的标准和要求但是主要求我们需要照着主的话能够更进一步的深入往前保罗在提摩太后书三章说到圣经都是神的呼
出
圣经在这里是由神所启示出来的也是神的呼出那灵作为神的呼出作为写出来话的数值虽然我们仔细的研读却不能够停在这个字句因为字句杀死人那灵却赐人生命主耶稣自己
In addressing some religionists who consider themselves quite literate in the scriptures, he said, "You search the scriptures, for then you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify."Concerning me,
这些圣经乃是见证
but you will 关乎我的话 me,
却不肯来到我这里得生命
well, we would, extract
我们
the positive element here
要在这里
two phrases,
从这两句话摄取一些积极的元素
and come to me.
他这里讲到
In the ministry in the Lord's recovery,
查考圣经
and in the ministry,
却不到我这里来
in this conference,
在这一次特会里和这次特会的执事里我们永远不会分开查考圣经与来到主这里把这两件事分开来看我们永远不会读圣经的话就好像一本教科书一样只依靠我们的头脑我们的确是在这里查考圣经我们在这里导读主的话但每一次我们查考和搜寻圣经的时候我们乃是来到主自己面前我们能够见证这件事在同时呢我们也领会我们不能够只是有一些虚无缥缈
的
一些模糊的这些情形我们需要宝贝那里所以我们需要在主话里的具体化身就是所以我们需要真正的来到主的话上当我们来到主的话上
Recently,
我们最近
in some fellowship, even in some ministry,
在一些的交通甚至一些执事
I've been gently encouraging the saints with respect to the word of Christ dwelling in them richly.
这个圣徒要让基督的话丰丰富富地住在你们里面，好不好？你们就是更多读一点新约圣经，比以前读的更多一点。
不知道什么原因，我想这必定是主属天的指示。我作为你们的弟兄，不再是年轻的，愿意向你们做见证。圣经对我来说是一本崭新的书，就好像我从来没有读过一般，是如此的新鲜，如此的新，是如此的在各个的功用上向我显明出来。在我预备好各样的预备的时候，我觉得主圣灵要给我一点的话。我还有一点时间，我说到底我该怎么做呢？所以我那个时候就简简单单的与主一同读了圣经。当我这样做的时候，我跟宝贝主在约翰福音六章六十三节，主的话说：“我对你们所说的话，乃是灵，是生命。”
There's a wonderful person.
六章六十三节。这里有一个奇妙的人位，我不愿意说在宇宙中，因为他是超越宇宙的，他的名字就是
话。
他借着成为肉体，话就成了肉体。当他与得胜者作为他的心腹军队而来的时候，他的名字要被称为神的话。我何等的爱他，他是神的话，是这位独一的人位，他不从自己说神的话，他所说的一切，他所做的一切，他的面容，他的人位，他的一切。
So we will search the word of God written.With the Word of God as a living person. And then, according to Paul's own actual imperative, we would let the Word of Christ dwell in us,
make home in us,
Can we all exercise the function of our will even now in the Lord's presence? Don't you sense He's with us? And just tell Him, Lord, I will allow your word to saturate my whole being. I am opening to you.
我向你敞开
以下
的七十二个小时左右，当你的话临到的时候，愿你的话安家在我的里面。我要稍微说一点关于这个总题的话，就是要素，圣经的要素。
Please don't say in at this point.
在这个时候，请你不要说在圣经里的要素，就好像这个金子是在那一个洞穴里矿产，而是属于是圣经的要素，是属于圣经的，是它其中的一个成分。我觉得我应当简单一点，甚至谦卑一点，来查一查看要素是什么意思。我在这里不是要吹毛求疵，但是却愿意在这里有个准确对这个词的领会。要素乃是一个基本一部分，是一个东西基本的一部分，两个都是基要基本的，是根本的。基本上它乃是某一个东西根本的一部分。乃说到圣经的要素的意思，就是说出这里有一些的构成成分是重要的、基要的，也是最终能够显出圣经本身的特征。这里我觉得是一个很有帮助的。如果你们对你们有帮助是好的，如果对你们没有帮助，就让它过去吧。
在这里我们是讲到
entity,
一个是构成的一个实体。这里有个实体是有好几个元素构成起来的，所以一个元素乃是一个基本基要，甚至是不可减缩的一个部分，是一个很基本，你不能再减缩了，不能再浓缩了。金是一个元素，它不能够被浓缩或减缩成为更基本的了。所以这一篇的信息，它的功用，
flowing on the body,
我实在在这里仰望，在身体里温柔的高油的涂抹，要把这一条系列的执事向我们敞开，就给我们看见一个总览，甚至给我们看见一个广阔的辽广的看见，用一个运动上的一个寓意。或者这一篇信息，我在这里乃是一个这个前面前卫要我这个足球后面跟着我的这一个人能够得分，我是前卫，所非常喜乐。不管神在我里面的担子重量有多少，要在这里又突破一个防线，好使弟兄们能够得分，再得分。在这一个特会之后，这一个是耶稣100分，撒旦只有0分。
So we do need,
我们的确
this view
需要有这样的看见，来帮助我们
both the scope
不仅能领会
of this conference
这个特会的范围与焦点。第一大点说到基督纳灵生命召会乃是圣经的要素。
And this is a good time for me to read the first banner.
这是读第一个标语的好时候了。
Life and the church,
纳灵生命
are the crucial elements of the Bible.
乃是圣经的要素。
And a principle that we must apply in our interpretation of the Bible is Christ,
乃是基督纳灵生命和召会。
So on the one hand, Christ, the Spirit, life, and the church are the crucial elements.
召会乃是要素。
But when we set out to interpret the scriptures,
在这里要开始解释圣经的时候，这就是非常大的一个责任，甚至一个工程。当我们在这里受带领，要发展一个真理的时候，我们必须应用基督纳灵生命和召会为原则。
Then A says Christ the Spirit, 中医
说，基督纳灵生命召会乃是圣经的内容。
And then B echoes the second part of the banner,
乃是回应标语的第二部分。我们解释圣经必须应用的一个原则，乃是基督纳灵生命和召会。
And the references from Romans,
从罗马书所引用的经节是跟着这一条线的。罗马9:5，基督是永远受颂赞的神。8:2，生命之灵的律在基督耶稣里。11，那叫耶稣从死人中复活者的灵，赐生命给你们必死的身体。12:4-5，我们一个身体上有好些肢体，在基督里是一个身体。罗马16:16乃是与
地方教会
作为基督身体的显出。
Now I'm aware of the time allocation.
我知道所量给我的时间。
I thank the Lord.
我感谢主。
The speaking comes out of rest.
这是从。
But a branch in the vine.
得着安息的一个肢体所出来的，我是葡萄树上的一个枝子。我相信我能够合适的读过。这篇纲要给足够的时间来伸言，我这么说就是你们不会不安或者很紧张。我在这里给你们两个例子来讲到读新约，那就是照着基督那灵生命召会来读新约。
And I cannot repeat anything I'm going to say，
我所说的我不能够再一次的重复，也不能给你们这些经节的出处。所以你们要照着这条线来看《使徒行传》。
Here are most， I don't say all，
我说大部分不是所有啊，但是在《使徒行传》里面关于基督的大部分关于基督的，末了我要提到一个特别的一方面，基督是复活升天的一位，基督是要来的一位，基督是浇灌那灵的一位，他已经被立为主为基督，他是万有的主，基督是那圣的那义的一位，基督是生命的创始者起始者，基督是伸言者，基督是神的仆人，
called your holy servant Jesus，
就是称为你的圣仆人耶稣。基督是匠人所弃的石头，成了房角石。基督是带领领袖，是救主，他是人子，是神子。基督是审判活人与死人的一位。主耶稣是福音。
They proclaimed the Lord Jesus as the gospel. He is the seed of David.
他是大卫的后裔，是那应许的一位。
He's the holy things of David.
他是大卫那圣者。
He is the one in whom we are justified.
他是我们所称义
的一位。And he is the one who stood by Paul.
他是站在保罗身边作为经纶的那一位。在这里有一对，有一对的事物或者一对的方面，我很快速读过《使徒行传》的时候，很令我注目的就是有多少次提到这一个发表，耶稣那拿撒勒人耶稣被提到。二章二十节，三章六节，四章十节，六章十四节，十章三十八节，二十二章八节，二十四章五节，二十六章九节，乃是说到拿撒勒人耶稣。在里面的注解里，帮助我们看见，这就指出他是受宗教人士藐视的一位。意义重大的说出，当主向大树的扫罗显现的时候，扫罗问他说你是谁，他说我是拿撒勒人耶稣。今天人是被逼迫被藐视被拒绝的那一位，但是神已经使这一位拿撒勒人成为主耶稣基督了。他被高举到神的右边，他乃是万有的主。基督是不是使徒行传的要素呢？
Then the Spirit all the way through the economical spirit poured out upon us.
我们看见
the essential spirit filling us. The Spirit directing Philip, join yourself to the chariot.
The Spirit
speaking to the serving ones in Antioch.
在 对安提阿不是主的人在这里为我分别出巴拿巴和扫罗同样主也被称为生命的创始者使徒说到在这里要悔改以至于得生命所以那些被预定得永远生命的人甚至教会也是从使徒行传从头到末了都看见的使徒行传对我来讲是一本新的书基督那里生命教会这就是使徒行传的要素说方言不是要素能够在这里
在这里赶鬼甚至被鬼附的人被赶出去不是要素甚至
他的一个毛巾能够赶死人复活也不是要素所以到底什么呢乃是基督那灵生命召会另外一个例子就是启示录
just take a deep breath
好深深的吸口气我们要跳跃的看过启示录特别要看过基督这一面首先讲到他所是的然后他所成为的启示录启示基督在他的升天礼基督在他的行政礼基督在他的要来礼基督在他的审判礼基督在他得着地的中他在国度里掌权中基督在他在永远里做中心和普及这只是小点而已现在还有二十一道大菜基督作为中心的见证人他是从死人中的守生者他是地上君王的元首基督是神的儿子是人的儿子他是首先幕后是始终是阿拉法是欧米伽他是那活着的一位他是真实的一位他是忠心的一位基督是那阿们基督是那神创造的首席使者他是大卫的起源他是犹大的狮子他是羔羊基督是万王之王万主之主基督是那另一位天使基督是神的话基督是晨星基督是灯基督也是丈夫
The crucial elements of Revelation
启示录的要素
huge locusts coming out of the abyss
从阴间出来那大的蝗虫也不是兽
It is such a Christ,
乃是这一位基督
The Spirit The emphasis
那灵在这里所强调的就是神的七灵基督那灵乃是在宝座前点着的火灯乃是羔羊的七眼那灵也就是终极完成的灵那灵与心腹所来那生命所就看见生命所生命泉生命河的水你也看见众召会我耶稣要差遣我的使者向你们在众召会中见证这些事所以我们要再一次重读新约其中每一卷书都要按着这条路线来读来在这里搜寻它的痕迹甚至追寻追溯到在这里有基督那灵生命和召会我们现在来到纲要最主要的部分你在这里看见有四个段落一个段落讲到基督一个讲到那灵然后一段讲到生命一段讲到召会但这里有非常关键的一件事是我们所需要看见的也是我们需要深深的甚至永远的有印象的那就是这每一个点中一中二中三中四都用这个词重点这个重点
It is of utmost importance
极关重要的
that we see
乃是我们需要看见，我们同意。
That we are one with.
我们
the emphasis
与这里的重点，甚至是一。
There are all manner of things in the New Testament.
新约里有许许多多各式各样的事。
But serious problems, even divisions, result
重要的议题甚至
from improper
分裂
emphasis
都是从不正确的重点或强调，其实不知道为什么找到一些好像很有兴趣的，是令人有遐想的，然后甚至就成了一件事。
And the wrong emphasis.
甚至成为错误的强调或重点，就把使你被打岔出去了。甚至数以千万的百万的基督徒在北美啊，都被错误的重点关乎主的再来这件事被引打岔出去了。他们在这里不是读畅销书被撇下，他们真正的被撇下了。到底哪里有真正圣经的重点强调到背景呢？哪里又有重点提到国度的种子种在我们里面，在我们里面长大，直到成熟，好使我们被提成为出熟的果子呢？到底哪里在这些书中，畅销书中有提到得胜者呢？所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，数以百万强调。
Is this the Antichrist?
啊，这是敌基督啊！这会不会是不是罗马帝国的复国？等等，这个那个的。
And the crucial thing.
但是重点
，Christ Himself with all that He is.
就是基督自己和他所是的一切，却被忽略了。
We need to realize it's very easy for us.
认识我们很容易。
To have a misplaced emphasis.
错误的。
I may touch on this.
下我们的重点。
Toward the very end of the message,
我或许在信息末了会提到这件事。或许我需要说一些特别的话，就是我们的个性，我们这个人的构成，我们的文化。
May cause us to bring an
emphasis
to our Bible reading that does not match the emphasis of God Himself.
却不是与神自己的重点相符合。
When I was very young,
当我很年轻的时候
and wanting to encourage my parents,
那个时候我想鼓励我的父母要爱主
I gave them a New Testament, and in no way would I ever.I'm illustrating.
我只是举个例子，帮你们知道，我不是批评哈。
And after some years,
但是经过一些年间
I visited them.
我再访问我的父母。
And I looked through.
我来看看
my mother's New Testament.
我母亲的新约。
And only one verse was underlined.
只有一处经节是画了线。
And it was from 2 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书。
If anyone will not work.Let him not eat.
若人不做工，就不要让就不能吃饭。
And I understood this. She was.
我知道。
My father.
他跟我父亲是生在贫瘠之中。
She was one of 12 children.
他是十二个孩子中的一位。当他母亲十七岁的时候就过世了。他们这些孩子们坐在住在一个。一个小房子里面我父亲我四岁的时候父亲四岁的时候父亲过世八年级的时候就没有正式的教育他们在美国大经济大萧条的时候结婚他们只知道劳苦训练他们的儿子们工作他们不尊重任何人他说不敬重任何人是不工作而白吃的所以说若有人不愿做工就不可吃饭我发现这里就是李铁后、啊、
三章。I mean, it's too late now for me to do any shepherding along this line. 不愿做工就不可吃饭。Perhaps I could say, Mother, could we read chapter one?
我如果还有时间，我要跟我母亲说，我们来读读第一章，因为那些在相信的人要得荣耀。我盼望，我能跟他读这一段经节。我们都要知道，我们都有如此的倾向，就是死守住一些东西，就使它好像成为某个大事，甚至在这里成为一个议题，一直要不断的推这件事，但这却是毫无益处。
所以我告诉你，
什么拯救我脱离我倾向的，乃是这时代的指示。
With the vision of the age,
和这时代的意象
by the minister of the age,
由这时代的执事
and I am not ashamed to say,
我毫不羞耻的这么说
that the emphases that I will now read to you in this section of the outline,
纲要所读的重点
of this,
也就是这一份执事的重点。
And may the Lord have mercy to us.
愿主怜悯我们众人。
That even if there's some resistance in our mind, is rather active in reasoning. The Lord would
subdue us
and enlighten us,
光照我们
and to show why with each of these four elements, this is the emphasis. But if you don't agree right now,
你若现在不同意
it's okay,
也没事。
If I meet you in the elevator,
我或许在电梯里跟你见面的时候不会与你争辩，因为在我心里我知道迟迟早早你会被击败，不是被我击败，而是被主自己。
Every Jacob
每一个雅各
loses the match by dawn.
在天亮的时候都会打败这场仗、
so、we will not contend,
你懂得我的话
we will just present
我们在这里不争辩只是向你们成名
without reservation
我们毫无保留
from the Lord,
从主
through his word,
借着他的话
by his ministry,
借着 这两位执事
with
所赐给我们执事的话
Christ,
我们毫不保留的拥抱他们
okay, Spirit,
好第一重点基督重点呢是在第二大点基督纳领生命召会乃是圣经的精粹我们在这里把它们拿出来就好像这个西瓜汁或者柠檬汁或者是各样的精粹哈
They're also extracts. So the elements are the contents, they're the principle, they're the extracts.
有元素，
We will now extract
有重点，就是我们所提萃出来的
aspect of the elements.
也就是这些元素里关键基要的
Christ is the believer's life.
这基督重点乃是基督做信徒的生命与信徒连结相调你说他不是救主吗是的他是救主他不是主吗是的他是主但是神
In his salvation,
在他救恩的目标是什么？神在使基督做万有的主的目标是什么呢？就是要建造基督的身体，以基督为身体的生命。
So the emphasis,
所以这里的重点
is Christ.As the believer's life,
乃是基督做信徒的生命。
Colossians 3:4, Christ our life.
基督是我们的生命。
For Christ to be your life,
基督
means that he is you.
要做你的生命的意思就是他。
If your life were taken away,
成为你。
Would you the person be here?
你这个生命离你而去，你这个人还在吗？我们几乎可以说。你的生命就是你。
For Christ to be our life,
基督要做我们的生命
means he becomes
这意思就是他要成为我们
to be the very life of our
being. And he is united
and mingled with the believer.
This is the emphasis that we bring to you.
In faithfulness to the Lord and to His ministry. One, in addition to knowing Christ,
小一,
as the Savior and the Redeemer, we need to know Him in a deeper way. That He is our life, and that He is in us to be united and mingled with us. I'm always astounded. I'm almost speechless.
I try to utter.
I'm looking at perhaps a couple thousand people. And each one of you has Christ in you right now. Isn't this incredible? You're looking at a man, an earthen vessel, and Christ is in me. And Christ is in you, the person. Isn't this astounding?
这是不是令我们惊讶?
It's hard to remain conscious and dwell on it. The Christ you read about in Acts was transfigured into the Spirit when He was raised bodily, also from the dead. And as the Spirit, He came into you to be united and mingled with us.
相调,
this is the emphasis.
重点就在这里,
and this is deeper than knowing Christ as Savior and Redeemer, although we will never cease praising Him.
当然我们永远不会停止,
for being such, but we won't stop
Him. 我们不会停止赞美, because He won't stop.
He will perfect all the believers until eventually we all take Him as life itself. Two, because the Lord is the Spirit, we can abide in Him, and the Lord can abide in us. We co-inhere with the Lord, that is, we are in Him, and He is in us.
And some may be new.
We don't want you to stumble unnecessarily at the truth. When our Lord Jesus Christ was resurrected, He was resurrected bodily. He came to the disciples in Luke 24, and He said, I have a body of flesh and bones. He could be touched. The marks of the nails were still there. He could eat broiled fish. And He has a body of glory. And with this body, He ascended. And Stephen saw Him. And with this body, He will return. The Bible reveals this. We believe this. But the Bible says emphatically, Christ in you. In that day, I will be in you. I have never yet met a believer who would say, I just feel a being with flesh and bones is in me. And it's making His home in my psychological heart. No one would ever say this. So the objective theologians who don't know what to do with the subjective truths have a misplaced emphasis. Christ is in us. He is seeking to make His home in our heart. He can do this because in resurrection He became the life-giving Spirit. But Ron, you just said
Ron,
He has a body of flesh and bones. Does the resurrected Christ have a body of flesh and bones? Or is He the life-giving Spirit? I say yes, amen. then don't come to me with your philosophical
mind
and say, how can you reconcile? I'm not required to reconcile. I'm not able to reconcile, but I am required to believe, and I believe, amen, hallelujah. Our Christ is at the right hand of God. He is in glory. He has a glorified body of flesh and bones. He will come back. He will set his feet on the Mount of Olives, and the mountain will split, and he will set his kingdom on the earth. And he's also in us right now. So we can abide in him, and he can abide in us. That is, we cohere. That is, we are in him, and he is in us. Our being united and mingled with the Lord can take place only in our regenerated spirit. He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit, not one heart, not one soul, not one mind. Therefore, along with this crucial element, with this emphasis, we must bring in the matter of your regenerated human spirit. Haven't you found out about yourself? That you're one kind of person when you're in the flesh, and another kind of person when you're in the spirit. Have you detected a difference in driving? When you are in the aforementioned flesh, are reacting, saying things, gesturing, saying things,
而制造噪音的时候是这么做，但当你在灵里又是不一样。我非常的喜乐，我们年长的这个弟兄在拔摩海岛被放逐的时候，他做得胜者所做的，他那个时候是在灵里。
When we're in spirit, we're in the divine and mystical realm.
在灵里，在神圣奥秘的范围里，属灵的事物对我们就是真实的。当在肉体里，我们可以任何时间都在肉体里，那就没有实际。
There's just all the physical things.
一切都是物质的事物。
How good! What a mercy!
何等的美好，何等的怜悯。
We have a spirit.
我们知。能够知道认识我们有灵。我仅仅给你们一个小小的见证，那个十六岁的，就是我自己，在1955年，不知道怎么样，我在一个特会里得救了。那一年八月得救，我站起来见证，向主见证。
And then about a month later, I said to myself,
一个月之后，我就对自己说，
There's another person in me.
在我里面有另外一个人，
Another person.
有另外一个人。
And I had no one to talk to.
那个时候我没有人可以讲这件事。
Ministers didn't know.
那牧师不知道。
They didn't know that Christ is the Spirit.
他们不知道基督是那灵。
And they were blessed believers.
他们的确
是 dichotomous. They didn't believe in the spirit.
不相信灵的，只是相信二元论的信徒。
What a mercy!
但是何等的怜悯！你如果是十六岁
，You got saved last month.
上个月得救
，And you have this feeling.
你有这样一个感觉
，There's another person in.
在我里面有另外一个人位。
You can go to almost anyone in this room.
你可以到这个房间里几乎任何一个人，他们都会牧养你说是的，你有另外一个人在你里面，你。认识这个点是蒙福的，那一个人就是复活的基督作为赐生命的灵。你知道他在哪里吗？他就在你重生人的灵里。你可以任何时间都到他那里去接触他，与他在一起。
He wants to live in you.
这就是他所要做的。他要活在你的里面，安家在你的里面。
Aren't we blessed?
我们是不是蒙福的？
I had to wait 11 years.
我要等十一年之后。
And then get rehabilitated.
那个时候在
from seminary.
从去过神学院之后康复过来。 坐在这份指示从中国大陆烟台来的神人重新学 ABC 灵魂体，愿主与你的灵同在，乃与主联合的也是与主成为一灵。这是不是太好了？
Let's all wonder at it again.
让我们再一次的稀奇。
May the Lord deliver us from the familiarity.
拯救我们脱离。
Look, we're meeting here.
熟悉。
And the Lord is with our spirit.
我们在这里聚集的时候，主与我们的灵同在。
Oh, this surely.
哦，这的确。
Is the proper emphasis.
是。
Hence this mingling results.
正确的重点。
In our being joined to the Lord as one spirit.
与主连结调和，只能发生出生的灵力，因此这调和是我们与主联合成为一灵。小事，基督是我们的生命和人位，人位不再是我，乃是基督活在我里面。如果他不是我们的人位，就不可能是我们的生命，因为神圣的生命乃在基督这个神圣的人位里，甚至基督就是那个人位，甚至更为关键、更为要命的就是，你要让他做你的人位，要不然他就不可能做你的生命。你想把生命与人位分开，却不认识。
And the emphasis is on this person.
这个重点是在人位上。这就是我为什么需要欣赏他、爱他、享受他、以他为乐、向他敞开、让他活着、让他安家、让他与我们调和。
He is also working in us to transform us until.
并且做工变化我们，直到我们在生命、性情和彰显上，但不在神格上与他一模一样。我们永远不会成为敬拜的对象，不会达到那个地步，不会。但我们确实要像妻子一样，在生命、性情彰显与丈夫一模一样。所以不要让
About your present condition.
因着你现在的情况上
胆，
你乃是在一个变化的过程之中，从荣耀到荣耀。弟兄，今天晚上你里面的荣耀比六个月之前更多，比一年前更多，比五年前更多。弟兄，这个荣耀在扩增，在我们每一个人身上，从一种程度的荣耀到另外一个程度的荣耀。当你看见我们的时候，知道你就看见了他。他乃是一直要做成这件事，静默的、隐藏的在做。他乃是这位自隐的神，他安家在我们的心里，借着信安家。
But you know what I believe?
但你知道我相信什么吗？
I believe that when we return home,
我相信当我们在特会后回到家里，我们都会有更多一点的基督在我们里面，比今天晚上更多一点。
He and we are one.
小五，他与我们乃是一，他是身体的头，我们是身体的众肢体。
So as members,
作为肢体，让我们一起来读第六小点哈。这是何等神机，你我竟然联合为一。我在你内，你在我里，真是稀奇，真是奥秘。
This is Christ as
这是基督
a crucial element of the Bible
作为
with
圣经的要素
emphasis
与其重点
B with the Spirit
小二
the emphasis
中二
is that the Holy Spirit of God
乃是神的圣灵
has been compounded with Christ's divinity humanity crucifixion and resurrection.To be the compound, life-giving, indwelling, sanctifying, transforming, and sevenfold intensified spirit. The emphasis with the Spirit in the New Testament is not on the outward miraculous things. They're there.
关于那灵不是外在其,
but that's not the emphasis.
这神奇的事, 是有的,
the emphasis is on the Spirit of God becoming the compound Spirit, now gently anointing God into our being.
And
may this forever be our emphasis. If the Lord's coming is delayed, because the body is not yet built up adequately for the bride to be prepared, then may another generation speak with the same emphasis
for
this. Don't change the emphasis. Don't just take Christ in a general way and emphasize something else. We would have the same emphasis as Paul and John, the same emphasis as Brother Nee and Brother Lee.
And
we emphasize the compounding of the Spirit. To be the anointing Spirit, spreading on the body and painting us with the golden God in our whole being. The Spirit is the consummation of the triune God after passing through various processes. In the Spirit, there are the elements of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Message 4 will be devoted to this. This is just the appetizer. Today, the Spirit is the compound Spirit, compounded with the Spirit of God and Christ's two natures, the divine nature and the human nature, with His death and resurrection, to be the compound, life-giving, indwelling, sanctifying, and transforming Spirit. Such a Spirit has the bountiful supply and even is the bountiful supply for our experience and enjoyment. I think it's fair to say that in our ongoing church life, in the kind of personal testimonies we give, in the praises we may offer the Lord, not that much expression of the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. This is experience. Paul said, I know, not I hope,
保罗说,
I think,
我知道, 不是我盼望,
I believe,
我想, 不是说我相信,
this will turn
或许,
to my salvation
这会,
through your petition
因着你们的祈求和耶稣基督之灵全备的供应,
and the bountiful supply of the Spirit
会转成我的救恩,
of Jesus Christ. Can you remember
你记得,
the last time or
上一次,
ever a time
或者,
when someone, you know this one,
你认识这样的一个人,
has passed through something exceedingly
fine,
but she doesn't speak of the sufferings,
但这位姊妹,
她并不是说, she doesn't tell you a sea story about the experiences, she just tells you, as a member of the body, I experience the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. This is the Spirit in me. Thank you for praying. Without your petition,
没有你们的代求,
I would not be here.
我就不会在这里,
but because of your petition and the oneness of the body, I experience the bountiful supply. And it's the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Can we admit that we have this mainly to look forward to? But if something has been brought to us, not simply as a revelation, but as a life experience, economically, the compound Spirit has become the seven spirits of God to supply us in a sevenfold intensified way so that we may accomplish God's economy concerning the church in this age of degradation. If there's anyone in the meeting or anyone who might listen to the message
who has been away
for quite a long time,
好久一段时间,
away from the fellowship with the Lord,
没有与主有交通了,
away from the church life, and now the Lord brought you back.
现在主把你带回来了,
and you're here.
你坐在这里,
and we just inwardly
rejoice.
And you're so happy that the enemy comes.
高兴,
and lies.
但是仇敌可能来,
it's too late.
向你撒谎说, 太迟了,
you wasted too many years.
你已经浪费了太多年日了,
you'll never make it.
你永远不,
you'll
达不到,
never mature.
你永远不会成熟了,
you'll never be saved in life.
你永远不会在生命中得救,
you'll end up in the outer darkness.
你只会落在外面,
that
在黑暗里,
is a lie. We have yet to touch the hem of the garment of the operation of the sevenfold intensified spirit.
加强之灵,
maybe the Lord brought you back.
的睡子, 那个衣裳, 袍子,
maybe the Lord let you go and brought you back. Maybe, I don't know.
去了又把你带回来了,
so that in you,
好使,
he would have a testimony
在你的里面,
of what the sevenfold intensified spirit can do to a lost, wandering, backsliding one
迷失,
who has come home.
冷淡, 退后的人身上做事,
many of us love that verse.
能回来,
and Joel,
我们很多人宝贝,
I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten.
这约尔书,
but he can restore them through intensification.
使,
everything in the compound spirit is intensified. Sevenfold life, sevenfold grace,
一切在这个,
sevenfold resurrection life, sevenfold
everything.
Let's accuse the liar tonight and cast him out of our minds and believe in our God that he's not playing with us, that when he recovers us, he intends to finish the work that he has begun. And we can be assured nothing that the enemy can do can prevail against the sevenfold intensified spirit. His number is six. Our number is seven. Praise the Lord that we have such a spirit operating in us. Even now, to conquer everything, to deal with every negative thing, disposition can't survive, peculiarity can't survive, the strongest self can't survive, individualism can't survive, nothing can survive when the seven eyes range everywhere and infuse the resurrected Christ into our being. When the seven eyes carry out God's administration as seven lamps of burning fire, then we have the seven spirits of God as light, saving us in light to the uttermost. Aren't you thankful that we have seen this aspect of the Spirit as a crucial element in the Bible? I just want to thank the Lord not only for being the sevenfold intensified spirit, but for unveiling it, for uncovering it, for continually speaking to this. We are going to make it. We are going to be saved in life all the way to glorification. What a spirit we have in us. Don't be afraid. This spirit is still a wonderful person. Intensified economically to overcome degradation and produce overcoming. Now we go on to see
好, 到第三终点,
With life, the emphasis is that God in Christ as the spirit of reality is the believer's life, so that they may live Him out as the process triune God. Life is God in Christ as the spirit of reality. Life is the Spirit, who is the triune God Himself. And life is Christ. God has given to us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. If we have the Son, we have the life. I would hope before this conference is over, everyone here 18 and under would memorize 1 John 5, 11 and 12. This is the testimony God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. We have the life by having the person. God in Christ has passed through His various processes and was consummated as the Spirit. Now, as the Spirit of reality, He is light to the believers so that they may live Him out as the process triune God. So life is not only God in Christ as the Spirit of reality in us, life is God in Christ as the Spirit of reality lived out from us. Eventually, the Lord will get through and we won't live culture anymore. One of the last bastions of our natural constitution. You hardly know it's there. But what shapes our view of things and our behavior, all of us. But when the ministry came to this country, it brought nothing of another culture. It only brought the crucial elements of the Bible, 乃是把圣经的要素带来, and a God-man, 乃是从一个神人里, to live out the life that was being dispensed into you. Life is the triune God lived out of us. If we're not living Him out, then we need more experience of life. It's really a disgrace to us, a shame to us, to have the life within, but then the life we live is just 但活出的生活却是天然人的生活。 A mother has the divine life in her spirit, 母亲在她的灵里有神圣的生命, but she loves the child the same as an unbelieving young mother. That's sad. But what a blessing. 但是何等的蒙福, Mom is reading Curious George Flies a Kite for the 47th time. 母亲在读这个儿童诗, 然后过了一个, 你跳过一页了, 因为这个小孩把整本故事书都背了, 不是这个书的问题, 而是与你在一起, 因为当母亲与你在一起的时候, 有些神圣的东西, 就被传输到孩子的里面, 因为你当 读这个儿童诗歌的时候, 任何儿童故事的时候, 读第47次的时候, 仍然把基督读出来, 活出来, 47次, 56次, 不知道你读多少次, 都读出基督, 我们相信神的儿子基督时, 他就进到我们里面, 做我们的生命人位, 并与我们同生活同行动, 生命的一个特点, 特性, 就是它是有行动的, 我们怎么知道有东西是活的, 因为它是有行动有反应的, 并且是反时的, 好不好? 把更多的空间给主, 让他在我里面行动, 你就告诉主说, 主啊, 在我里面自由行动吧, 不管你要到哪里, 都可以, with the church,
总是,
the emphasis is that the believers are on the ground of oneness.
做基督身体的见证。
Of the body of Christ. So we're on the ground of the oneness of the body of Christ.
基督身体一的立场上。
To be a testimony.
做
基督
身体的见证。
The body of Christ.
基督的身体。
Is the criterion.
和一乃是条件，是根基。
The church is composed of a group of people who have been called out of the world by God. Now, this is very basic.
这是很基本。
But I'm thinking back to that message.
回想
a number of years ago,
多年前那一篇信息
on the ark,
讲到
and being saved from this generation.
方舟并从这些的世代蒙拯救。
Prayers of authority.
我们需要有权柄的祷告。好使年轻人能经历这一件事，就是从世界蒙神从世界呼召出来。这是教会的基本定义。艾克利西亚，艾克就是出来。
We're a group of people who have been called out of the world by God. God has called us out of every tribe, tongue, people, and nation, and has gathered us together to be the church. How beautiful. What a display. Called out of every language, nation, race, culture, social class.
文化甚至是阶级背景出来完全与三一神是一并且在三一神里彼此是一
We have been begotten of God with His life,
and we have the
divine life within us. We have been regenerated to become people of God. We have been regenerated to become people of the kingdom of the heavens. We have been regenerated to become people of the kingdom of the heavens. We have been regenerated to become people of the kingdom of the heavens. We have been regenerated to become people of the kingdom of the heavens. There may be some here that, humanly speaking, had what I would say, in a sense, is the misfortune of being an only child. Nothing you could do about it. That was just the composition of your family. But in the household of God,
但是在神的家中，没有人是独生子或独生女。当我们用这个词“弟兄姊妹”的时候
，It's really not something we say because we forgot the person's name.
不是因为是忘着那个人名字，只能说弟兄，弟兄。
We call them sister.
我们说姊妹。
Whether you remember the name or not,
不管你记不记得对方的名字
，And let's see if we can touch the spirit of the Father here.
来摸一摸父的灵，我们真是弟兄姊妹。我们有同一位父，也有同一位母。
I don't know where I was with Brother Clem Rogers a couple decades ago. I just love
数十年前跟这位年轻的弟兄，我不是他在南方。Clem 弟兄跟我们在一起，我们的确能见证我们是弟兄。他是黑人，我是白人，但是我们是由同一位父所生，也是同一位母所生。神是我们的父，新耶路撒冷是我们的母亲。
So we really are.
我们的确
是
弟兄，不是我们只是讲讲，好像口头禅是。
God is a family.
这个地方教会的口头
禅。We all have the same life.
神的确，神有一个家。我们都有同一个生命。这就是教会。
Life and organism.
小三教会乃是生命的单位，生机体。有一个生命，一个人位。这个生命，这个人位，就是三一神自己。它是教会一的元素。
Oh, when we get to message six, we will be deep in the divine and mystical realm.
很深的在这神圣奥秘的范围里。我盼望周一不需要早离开。如果要早走，就要看这个网络的转播。你会看见，在这里有神圣三一、神圣奥秘的生机体在其中。三一神自己是这生命的元素。
Four.The universal body of Christ is expressed as local church.
基督宇宙的身体彰显为众地方教会。
The ground of the church is the oneness of the body of Christ. And I have just two or three minutes here.
还有两三分钟。
And I need to correct
我需要
a strange,
更正某些
unhealthy,
怪异
and deviant
不健康甚至偏差的教训，这是在网络上。
From someone who has departed
从某些人
from the way of the Lord.
从主的道路上偏差出去所
散布的。And this teaching
is that, yes, 教
的训
就是 是的
one city, one church,
这个地方教会的立
场 that is a pattern in the New Testament.
这个一个教会一个城市，这是新约的榜样，但还有别的榜样，可以有一些比较小的家庭的教会，所以在一个城市里很多可以有很多小的家里的，也有个稍微地方的一个大一点的地方教会，在一个区域里面。他用使徒行传九章
throughout the whole of Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace being built up and going on in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. It was multiplied.
教会得平安，被建造在对主的敬畏并圣灵的安慰中行动，人数就繁增了。这不是区域的教会，在其中在那一些省份的地方教会是其中的一部分。这里的教会是指出宇宙的教会，在当时存在的教会。你可以说这是教会。主说我要建造我的教会。
使
徒们在各处，使徒行传十四章二十三节。这里教会也在每个城市，在提多书一章五节，在各城圣里长老各自处召会，所以没有长老是在，所以是在小的这个家里的教会设立，所以那是在不管在家里聚会，是在那里聚会，
虽然
因为教会在家里聚会，就是教会在那家里的聚会。聚会不是说这里可以有不同的家庭教会，那完全是一个分裂，这违反了基督身体的一体的原则。若有任何人对这件事是清楚的，一地一会的原则就是主耶稣自己。清楚不过在启示录，他说：“约翰，你所看见的写在书卷上，送给。”七个教会，然后他叫七个城市，寄给那七个教会。当他主自己对着各地的教会的使者说话的时候，他把那一个使者跟这个教会跟这个地点摆在一起，说在以弗所的教会的使者说，在斯美拿教会的使者说，等等等等。主耶稣是非常非常的清楚，在宇宙上只有一个教会，只有一个身体。当这一个教会在时间空间上被显出的时候，乃是被显为众地方教会。没有一处的地方教会有一个可以大于这个城市的作为，也没有一个能够小于这个城市的为单位的。我在这里再加个注解，不是平行的，而是在辅助的。在实行上，我们所有的圣经乃是在于我们是什么样的人才读出什么种的圣经。如果我们是一个非常有道德的人，要注重在道德的教育。